With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Montana's first all-mail-in ballot primary election didn't provide many surprises last night, but it did produce several high-profile general election races. Montana State University political scientist Eric Riley says candidates with name recognition and large bank accounts performed as well as expected. There weren't many upsets.
It pretty much followed the script.
Democratic voters nominated Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney to keep their hold on the governor's office, while U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte will try to regain Republican control for the first time in 16 years. Riley says Gianforte's high profile could be a liability, as voters can scrutinize his congressional record and guilty plea for assaulting a reporter in 2017. Riley says Cooney might likewise be judged on decisions made by Governor Steve Bullock's administration over the last 8 years.
So if people aren't happy with those decisions in the general election, they might stick.
Riley says the novel coronavirus will likely be front and center during general campaigns, including the so-called Battle of the Steves for one of Montana's U.S. Senate seats. He says Bullock, a Democrat, likely benefits from public exposure as Montana responds to the pandemic. Yet many Republicans have also criticized Bullock's stay-at-home order and its economic effects. Meanwhile, Democrats question incumbent Senator Steve Daines' critique of China's handling of the virus, in line with other national Republican figures, despite his close work with the country in the past. Daines, Gianforte, and Republican U.S. House nominee Matt Rosendale have each played up their relationship with President Donald Trump on the campaign trail. Candidates often center their messages before a general election to appeal to more voters, but Riley says the political playbook has been thrown out the window since Trump won in 2016. He says Trump campaigned for his base at the expense of appealing to moderate voters.
Following his example by hitching your wagon to Trump, you're kind of adopting a similar strategy.
With thin partisan margins in the U.S. House and Senate, Riley expects heaps of outside money flowing to Montana's federal races. Bullock has raised nearly $6 million in total primary and general funds, while Daines has collected more than $9 million. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.